It takes time. I've got three little scenarios this morning, and just to take a moment to listen. She is alone. After 61 years of marriage, she's alone. After the funeral, her daughter wanted to spend the night with her, but she wanted to be alone. The pastor's parting words to her that day were, "It takes time." There they are. They're trying again. You see, things got so busy, time just flew by. Then two strangers stared at each other across the breakfast table. So they are trying to rekindle that spark in their marriage. The counselor said, "You didn't get into this situation overnight, and you won't get out of it overnight. It just takes time." You see, cancer was the last word that she wanted to hear. They said they got it all. Today she takes that last agonizing treatment. But what is a few minutes in the light of a time that she could, that this time could buy her? So she's decided to weather that storm, that whether she has one more day or whether she has 31 more years, she will make the best of the time that she has left. Time. Time is our most precious possession. Peter says the time will come in verse 10. The time will come. As the first generation Christian leaders were dying off, false teachers who scoffed at the second coming were trying to elbow their way into the theology and process of the early church. Indeed, some like Mark in his gospel in the 9th chapter, the first verse, and also Paul in 1 Corinthians, have said in all those scriptures that time is short. Time is at hand. You see, false teachers scoffed at their sense of urgency. But Peter reminds us and he reminds them that God keeps his promises about Christ's return. Sometimes it just takes time. You see, Simon Peter also reminds us that God's time is not necessarily our time. Quoting from Psalm 94, he reiterates that 1,000 years is like a day to God. When you think of it, it is pure arrogance on our part to think that God has to conform to our schedules, to our timetables. We like to put him in a box. Kind of referenced that this morning. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, we do sometimes. We like to put him in a box, and we like him to work whenever we want him to, and we like him to come out and take care of us when we want him to. But then when things are going good for us, what do? We just put him aside, and we don't need him anymore. You see, we want him to have our schedules and our timetables, but he does it. Who in the world invented time in the first place? Was it you and I? Well, no, it was him. Besides, God uses this time to allow others opportunity to repent. It says in verse 9, his repentance is what he's after. We have had time to repent. Why shouldn't they, the people that are there, why shouldn't the people of this world have time to repent? What is just a few days' delay in light of eternity? You see, Peter also gives to us a word as to how that we can prepare for the time. He describes the transition in such terms of radical transformation. Surely we should take our preparation seriously. In fact, the false teachers had lost their sense of immediacy and had lapsed into a "I don't care" lifestyle and attitude. But Peter points out that we should live lives that are holy and godly. We should not let things just pass us by. We should always be about God's business. We should make every effort to appear before Him as spotless and blameless and at peace. When the time comes, it says in verse 14, we should be grateful that His delay gives us and others time to prepare ourselves. You see, that's what we've got. We've got all this time. We're waiting for His return. We've got this time to take care of things, to get things in order, to prepare our hearts and our minds to teach and to tell and to share. And what are we doing with our time? Then he says the most astounding thing to us. He states that we can actually hasten the time of Jesus' coming in verse 12. Perhaps Simon recalled our Lord's statement that the preaching of the gospel to everyone would precede his coming. If we want Christ to return soon, guess what we've got to do? We've got to get out there and we've got to tell the story to speed up the time. As old Snuffy Smith says in the old cartoon years ago, he says, time's a-wasting, time's a-wasting. You see, it takes time. But the time is coming in that we find hope. We find hope in Peter's wonderful assurance that the time will come when righteousness will find a home. Somewhere, sometime, things will be right. You see, it is that hope that sustains the small rural church to cope with dwindling resources and changing leadership. It is that hope that sustains the inner city church to deal with the violence that surrounds it as the members begin to flee to the comfortable places in the suburbs. You see, it sustains us when we feel like we are up against the wall. It sustains us when we feel like we have no place at all to go. You see, the rent is due. The washer is out. Both the boys need new shoes. Her ex-husband's check is very late again. And just like last month, it may not come at all. She wonders how long can she keep this up. She doesn't know about tomorrow. But for one more day, this day, she has determined to live with integrity, with hope, and the refusal to sink into despair. You see, she will live one day at a time. Things will be better. The time will come. You see, it just takes time. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we thank you, Lord, that the word that was spoken and the word that was written, the word that was inspired so many thousands of years ago, is still relevant for you and I today. That it's not something old and something ancient, that it's not something archaic that we can't understand, but that each and every day, Lord, it comes to life in who we are in our everyday existence and who we are right at home. So, Lord, just remind us of who you are in our lives each and every day. Remind us, Lord, of that hope that we have in you. Remind us, Lord, that it does take time when someone asks a question and they want an answer. And I know that's a futile one from time to give them. It takes time, but it does. Things do get better. It's not that they're going to forget. It's not that they're ever going to let go many times, but they will get better. If only, Lord, we put our hope and our trust in you. It doesn't promise us that things are never going to go bad again. It doesn't promise us that life is going to be full of roses. It promises us that he will be there with us to sustain us each and every day as we go along the way. So, Lord, remind us that it takes time. Be with us now, for it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 170, Oh, How I Love Jesus.